It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I would like to welcome you all. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to take our devotion together. So if you have been feeling very lost, and you've been feeling like you've been lacking in your study time, your word session with your Bible, this is one opportunity in the day for you to sit down with the Word of God and take in what the Lord has to tell you today. But before we go into the Word for today, there is something we do every morning. We start our day with Thanksgiving. And I want to tell you that there is nothing that you might be going through, that there is no space, that there is not one space for Thanksgiving. I want you to think back and I want you to assess everything around you. For the fact that you even have life is something to be thankful for. So I want you to appreciate God and let God know how thankful you are to be alive this morning. Lord Jesus, on behalf of every listener of the show, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for health, for strength, for provision, for peace. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If you are frequent on the show, if you frequently listen to us, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion to wake everybody up. Send the link, share the word, let everybody join us on the table where we want to share the bread of life, which is the Word of God. So I would like to specially welcome those who are just joining us for the very first time. I want to assure you that you are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration. The Lord wants you to be here because he has something to tell you. Today is the 26th day in the month of September 2024. I will be taking a new topic. We'll be taking a topic that says Destiny Destroyers. Destiny Destroyers Part 1. Destiny Destroyers Part 1. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 31 of our Open Heaven Manual. Yield not to temptation. Yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Haggai chapter 1 to chapter 2. Haggai from chapter 1 to chapter 2. Our memory verse today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32, which says, "But whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. "But whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." Our Bible reading today will be taken from Judges chapter 16, from verse 5 to 18. Judges chapter 16, from verse 5 to 18. From verse 5, it says, "And the lords of the Philistine came up to her and said to her, 'Entice him and find out where his great strength lies, and by what means he may overpower, that we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver.' So Delilah said to Samson, 'Please tell me where your great strength lies, and with what you may be bound to afflict you.' And Samson said to her, 'If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man.' So the lot of the Philistine brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, and she bound him with them. Now men were laying wait, staying with her in the room. And she said to him, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' But he broke the bowstrings as a strand of yarn breaks when it touches fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Then Delilah said to Samson, 'Look, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now please tell me what you may be bound with.' So he said to her, 'If they bind me securely with new ropes that have never been used, then I shall become weak and be like any other man.' Therefore Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' And men were lying wait, staying in the room, but he broke them off his arms like a thread. Delilah said to Samson, 'Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me what you may be bound with.' And he said to her, 'If you weave the 7 lock of my hair, of my head, into the web of the loom.' So she wove it tightly with the baiten of the loom and said to him, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' But he awoke from his sleep and pulled out the baiten and the web from the loom. Then she said to him, 'How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies.' And it came to pass when she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him so that his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart and said to her, 'No razor has ever come upon my head, for I am a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man.' When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, 'Come up once more, for he has told me all his heart.' So the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand." May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, "The devil is always looking for signs that mark out people of great destinies. You may have noticed long ago that you are not in this world to be ordinary, and that there is a great destiny that God has ordained for you. The devil may also sense this, and even though he is unable to fully understand it, he will begin to send destiny destroyers to the fellow to ensure that he or she does not fulfill that glorious destiny. One major destiny destroyer the devil tries to use is illicit sex. In the book of Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5 to 9, the devil heard Joseph talk about his destiny and marked him for destruction. He tried to get his brothers to kill him, but they ended up selling him into slavery. The devil thought that Joseph would not fulfill his dreams in slavery. But when he saw how he prospered in Potiphar's house, even as a slave, he knew that the only way he could stop him was to tempt him with illicit sex. So he sent Potiphar's wife to seduce him. We can see that in Genesis chapter 39 from verse 11 to 12. Thankfully, Joseph did not fall for the temptation, because that would have been the end of his big dreams and destiny. Every time you are tempted to engage in illicit sex, that is the devil trying to destroy your destiny. Your response will determine if you will still fulfill destiny or not. No matter how great a person's destiny is, giving room to fornication or adultery will destroy such a fellow, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17, that our bodies are God's temple, and if a fellow defiles God's temple, he or she will be destroyed. Something was really great and powerful, so much that it could single-handedly defeat an entire army. However, as powerful as he was, he met his defeat in the laps of a woman that he wasn't married to. Before long, he was grinding corns for his enemies in Judges chapter 16, verse 21. If you find out that you are having illicit sexual desires towards someone of the opposite sex, you should run to God for mercy. Go on a fast and pray for those desires to die. This way, you will strengthen yourself enough to avoid falling into temptation, and those illicit sexual desires will die eventually. Beloved, guard yourselves against the devil's temptations to engage in sexual immorality. Don't allow him to make you destroy your destiny with your own hands. Resist him and he will flee from you, like we can see in James chapter 4 verse 7. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, flee from sexual immorality. It is a destiny destroyer. Have you been blessed by this Open Heaven and you'd like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can do that by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share or listen to. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every single morning at 7 a.m. GMT. When you're on the move or wherever you are, you can listen to us live every morning on Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile app is also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. Search for Praise Palace Radio. This will enable you to enjoy all our amazing programs throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. Please do not touch our dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Please stay tuned. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. A beautiful day. God bless you.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.